Hey kids, from Crypto the Wonder Dog, this is Dean Kirkland with Block Bytes, the top headlines in crypto and blockchain news, presented by Dash, made for payments. Dash is the ultimate digital currency for both brick and mortar and online merchants. Here are the top headlines in crypto and blockchain news on this Monday, the 6th of August, 2018. T0, the token platform created by Overstock.com, will officially end its security token offering STO at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, August 6th. Investors who have completed their SAFE agreements have until 5 p.m. EDT on Wednesday, the 8th, to remit funds to T0 so that Overstock can report the results of the STO on its earnings call on August 9th. The current amount raised is unknown, but the startup did claim to have raised over $100 million during the pre-sale. Level Trading Field, an interactive financial markets technology platform, is launching a cryptocurrency derivatives exchange named CADE, C-A-D-E, that is built on the Ethereum blockchain. It will be operational in September and will track Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Monero, and some other ERC-20 tokens to begin with. All derivative tokens will be priced in the stablecoin LUSD and backed by the company. According to the company, this allows users to invest in crypto and gain its benefits without actually having to own that specific crypto. The cryptocurrency and blockchain platform Nexus, with an innovative three-dimensional blockchain structure, announced its new bit.tube channel via the following tweet. Nexus is on at BitTube app! Check out the new page on the hashtag decentralized video platform without ads that allows you to earn hashtag crypto for your work. Bit.tube is cryptocurrency friendly, a video platform that allows users and creators to interact and earn cryptocurrency in various ways, including content creation and mining. Serin Labs, an Android smartphone maker that currently has a blockchain-enabled phone, has announced that their new, more affordable smartphone named the Finny will operate on a private Ethereum blockchain rather than the initially intended IOTA Tangle DLT. The Finny phone network will operate through complete nodes hosted on the Serin Lab development blockchain with the native SRN token. The Finny devices will run on the Serin OS developed by Serin Labs, and collectively the Finny devices will form an independent blockchain network. The privacy coin Zcash, ZEC, has gained more than 1% in the last 24-hour period, while the other broader cryptocurrency market remains in sell-off mode. The Zcash team announced in a recent engineering update a continued focus on integrating wallet support for Sapling, the company's network upgrade that will bolster the delivery of privacy addresses to mobile. Eventually, they'd like to create the test Sapling transactions on testnet. At 1 p.m. Pacific time, the top cryptocurrencies by market capitalization are number 5, EOS, at $6.3 billion, Bitcoin Cash at $11.8 billion, XRP at $16.1 billion, Ethereum at $40.9 billion, and Bitcoin continuing to slip a little bit at $119 billion, down 2% over the last 24 hours. The five biggest gainers in cryptocurrency. Number 5, Global Currency Reserve, GCR, up 52%. Quinn, Q-U-I-N, up 61.75%. Gold Bits Coin, GBC, up 71.45%. Vicky Token, V-I-K-K-Y, up 97.49%, and Tourist Token, T-O-T-O, up 199% in the last 24 hours to 0.0002 cents. All right. Thank you for listening from Crypto the Wonder Dog. This is Dean Kirkland with Block Bytes. Block Bytes is presented by Dash. Dash Digital Currency continues to innovate cryptocurrency acceptance both online and at local retailers. Dash makes payments easy. Have you Dash lately?